Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 139 of Beyond the Supernatural, and I'm here, at last, to make my case. I'm here to accuse Beyond the Supernatural, to hold it to account. Everything has been building to this. Let me first give you the defendant's own words. It's in the context of types of characters you can play in Beyond the Supernatural, which include psychic characters and ordinary people, and also, quote, practitioners of magic. The arcanist, witch, demon worshiper, necromancer, and others who wield magic also play a role in Beyond the Supernatural too. However, they have been reserved for the Arcanum sourcebook. Now the author, as he was writing this, could hear, in his mind's ear, the raucous boos of the reader, who, after all, bought this game about the supernatural, Beyond the Supernatural, on the basis partly of the cover, which shows a glowing object in the hands of what is not quite Fox Mulder, just outside a goddamn occult bookstore, and therefore reasonably expected there to be magic in this book. Hearing these boos in the ears of his mind, the author, in a personally signed note from Kevin Sambita, mind you, says the following.
Designer's note. It is inevitable that some twinkie will jump up on his soapbox and speculate that Palladium has left magic out of the core rules to force players to buy a second book. Nothing could be further from the truth. First, Palladium doesn't operate that way.
Which, by the way, is true. Never assume malice where incompetence is a reasonable explanation, especially where such a sterling track record of incompetence is in evidence.
Second, please note that you can play BTS 2 fine without practitioners of magic.
Hey, yeah, that's true. I could play it without fucking psychics or monsters, too. We could have trimmed this motherfucker down to just the ordinary people PCC, cut the psionic section entirely, and been out here in like 50 pages. Great idea.
Third, please understand that when you're trying to create a setting as broad and expansive as the BTS 2 world, it is impossible to put it all in one book. I thought about making BTS 2 a 350-pager, but I had two problems with that. One, I find books larger than 256 pages to be ungainly, difficult to use, and intimidating to new players, especially players new to role-playing, and I want BTS 2 to be friendly and appealing. Second, I didn't think I could do magic justice in just another 96 pages. Magic will work very differently than what players of our other games are used to. In fact, it works very similar to BTS Psionics.
I didn't have room or time to explain how magic works. It's really in-depth. See, it works just like psionics, which are already in this book. Hey, that's true. Back off, you guys. Everybody lay off Kevin Sambita. The magic system is based on the psionic system, and per his dark and ancient pact with the boxing fairy, whenever Kevin Sambita introduces rules that work just like other rules, he has to print two complete copies of the identical rules in the same goddamn book, and he just didn't have room to do that. He would have had to duplicate all the material about psionics in this book and find and replace psionics with magic. There's just no other way to do it. Not in 96 pages. I mean, how could you cram all of the detailed and extremely lean, very concise, perfectly edited content in the, real quick, do the math, 94 pages of psychic PCC material and psychic powers combined into a mere 96 pages of magic content? Yeah, I did the math. You think I'm not going to hold this author to goddamn account for this travesty? I saw magic on the cover of this book, and if there's no magic in this book, I will check your numbers. And the claim that magic cannot be done in 96 pages in this book is absolute horseshit, even assuming that the writing of this book cannot be done any more efficiently, that nothing can be cut. In 96 pages, you could have added 14 more PCCs just as pointlessly padded as the ones we currently have, plus a list of spell descriptions just as long as the list of psionic power descriptions, and had 2 pages left over to go through the whole proximity equals power section or whatever and replace every instance of ISP with PPE or spellcasting PPE or whatever you want to call your bullshit other category of points that do the same thing ISP does. This is this case I've been building. You've heard me say again and again as we go through some of these pages, whenever these things come up, like, you know, it could maybe possibly be cut from this game to make room for the magic section in Beyond the Supernatural. One or two of the 14 goddamn redundant lists of how much rent costs in the blue-collar part of the neighborhood. Hey, I have a thought. Just spitballing here. In the Palladium conference room, which clearly doesn't exist, where we have our planning meetings, which clearly don't exist, What if we didn't list separately for every type of character how much ISP you get back when you meditate? What if instead we just said that once? I know. What about those psychic powers that take up a quarter of a goddamn page and appear, again, verbatim in basically every category of psionic powers? What if instead of reprinting every one of those in full every time it appears, we just did it once and in all the other cases say, see page 120 whatever? All this time, I keep hitting the idea that this book is padded, that this book is recycling its content, not just from other games, but within the same book. And it's all been leading up to this day, because padding your work is maybe not the greatest of sins. But this, listen, the game is called Beyond the Supernatural. It's not called Almost to the Supernatural. It's not called Hold Up, Things About to Get Supernatural. It's called Beyond the Supernatural. This is only halfway to the supernatural. Now here we are, I bought your book, I'm on page 130, whatever the fuck this is, and you're telling me I gotta put in more money to play the second half? Is this fucking NBA Jam? Is this a joke? So I categorically reject the author's assertion that magic, number one, is not an essential part of Beyond the Goddamn Supernatural, and number two, that it wouldn't have been possible to fit that in this book with 96 more pages. In fact, I think if you edited this book properly, there'd be enough room for it at the current length to put magic in. But there's nothing we can do about it. Look, we're looking back 15 years later. Kevin Sambita is who he is. Palladium is what it is. We have to have the serenity to accept what we cannot change. I've already sunk my money into Beyond the Supernatural, even though it only got me halfway to the supernatural. I guess, you know what? I'll scrape together a little more money for the gaming budget, and I'll spring for Arcanum. And, you know, Tome Grotesque. Quote, "Likewise, supernatural evil, and I mean really creepy, dripping evil, will be much more deeply explored in the Tome Grotesque sourcebook. And I'm promising here and now that BTS players will not have to wait a year before these two books come out. I plan on releasing them as soon as possible." And it doesn't say this, like this note is not dated, but the date is 2005. That is a promise signed by Kevin Sambita in 2005, and he's a man of his word. Players didn't have to wait a year for those two books to come out. Players have had to wait 14 years and counting for those books to come out. Oh, they're available for pre-order. You know, you can go to the Palladium store and reserve your copy of Tome Grotesque. But those books never came. Not only is it not in the core book, but there just isn't any magic for Beyond the Supernatural. I'm sorry, what game was that? I said Beyond the Supernatural. There's no magic for it. It's supposed to be in the Arcanum sourcebook, and they never fucking published it. This puts me in a weird position as a podcaster, because this is more like global dumbest thing about Beyond the Supernatural as a game. Like, we've talked about things in Beyond the Supernatural that are worse than this, because they're not just game issues, right? They're not about rules or whatever. But, like, as a game, this is the dumbest thing about Beyond the Supernatural. Magic is, like, half of the setting of this game, and it's not here. But what's the dumbest thing on this page? And, you know, I think it's the defensiveness. I think I'm going to say that's the dumbest thing. What we have on this page, like, beginning this page, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 lines, plus 2 on the previous page, not of rules, not of guidelines, not, for example, of here's some psychic powers you can use to simulate magic for your magic-using NPCs if you don't have Arcanum. What we have are 22 lines of excuses for why there wasn't enough room to talk about magic. And, frankly, abuse hurled at the reader. Quote, "It is inevitable that some Twinkie will jump up on his soapbox. Hey, you're the Twinkie. I didn't promise to publish two very necessary supplements for this game to give it magic and monsters within a year and then miss my deadline by over a decade. You're a Twinkie. And hey, you say I'm up on a soapbox? Okay, fair enough. Podcasts are in the grand tradition of standing up on whatever at hand and yelling in a public space. But you're a publisher. You're a publisher accusing the reader of being a, quote, Twinkie in your book because you're feeling defensive about the fact that the game is called Beyond the Supernatural and you ran out of goddamn space and you had to cut the supernatural shit out of it. And because you were feeling defensive, you gave three bad excuses for not having magic in this game. Number one, don't think we're trying to gouge you. We don't operate that way. Which, don't make this about money. I just want to play a wizard. Excuse number two, you can play Beyond the Supernatural fine without practitioners of magic, which is like selling somebody a car that just grinds when you try to put it in reverse and doesn't go anywhere. And then when they call you up complaining, say, "Where are you driving to? Backward, Twinkie." And number three, there wasn't enough space, which is not an excuse I'm even willing to countenance from someone who is so prodigal with word count that there is a whole episode of this podcast devoted to your whining about not having enough room. Anyway, I'm behind my recording schedule and pissed for real, so join me next time when we start in on two pages of You guessed it, recycled material. You know what that means. On MDC, the Mega Dumbcast.
This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.